This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Karam Injury Lawyers Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. We've got a few examples here of NFL owners doing, or at least NFL executives. I don't know if it's the owner of the Bengals. A woman by the name of Katie Blackburn, who's an executive with the Bengals, had some comments in an article, I believe in The Athletic, kind of just devaluing Trey Hendrickson and saying, yeah, sometimes you need to be happy with what you're being offered. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but Trey Hendrickson, the NFL leader in sacks this past season, defensive end, been a real good signing for the Bengals. He was with the Saints his first few years in the league, signed in free agency with the Bengals. That's been an excellent signing for them these last few years. But they're slow playing him, certainly compared to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, who they just signed. And Trey Hendrickson was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and said, yeah, the communication with the Bengals has been poor during the last few weeks.
Communication has been poor over the last couple months. You know, that's something that I hold in high regard. They have not communicated with my agent directly. It's been something that's been a little bit frustrating, but again, this is the business of it. We don't have any desires of being highest paid or, you know, first in line. We try to be as patient as possible, but when you have things like OTAs coming and guys like Sam Hubbard, who's been a tremendous captain for our team last year, that leaves a vacancy for that. And I'm excited to fill that, but how do we reach that before we get there? And those are the things that matter when you're talking about a Super Bowl. It's in the little things and the little details.
Trey Hendrickson's 29 years old, turns 30 during the season, I think, right, Seth? You and I looked that up this morning,
yeah.
I think. So
I think he turns 31 during the season.
That's right. He's 30. He turns 31. I was thinking of somebody else. So he's an older player, but still obviously highly productive. He led the league in sacks last year. I hear that, and that sounds like to me like, hey, I've been really cool about this. Please stop taking advantage of my good nature. You know, I don't want to be the highest paid. I don't need to be the first in line. I do need you to talk to my agent during this time, though. That would be now. He's under contract also. We should point that out. He's got a year left on his deal. He's trying to get an extension with a year left on his deal and get some, you know, get some guaranteed money and some security out of all this.
Yeah, I know the part of the non-communication with the agent, I guess, is interesting in that that's where it feels a little bit like Jerry Jones in his comments the other day. Like, if you're going to go out and speak publicly, at least be having some kind of discourse with the agent to where you feel like, all right, we're having a good faith conversation, negotiation, or whatever. It just feels like the Bengals being the Bengals. The Bengals have changed their ways in a lot of ways, but they also do some things that are incredibly tone deaf and stupid. And this is in line with that. You don't have to say anything about a player or whether he should or should not accept anything publicly. That's right. And usually the the team is are like the more adults on the on that side of the equation.
Yes.
It's players and their agents sometimes that pop off and start to agitate. As the adults in the room, you're supposed to, or at least what a lot of teams do, is they just flat out don't comment on it.
Yeah.
It just breaks with the mold of how a lot of other like genuinely respected organizations operate.
Well, and the team was celebrating these T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase simultaneous contracts like it was this huge deal, and it is a big deal. The videos of the two of them racing their Lamborghinis around, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, that would be what would get me. Like, all right, these guys are racing their Lamborghinis around celebrating their new deals. And meanwhile, the team's not calling me or my agent right now. At least Jerry was talking to Micah about it. Nobody from the Bengals is in touch with Trey Hendrickson right now. So
that's the part about the Bengals executive saying what she said. I mean, it just... it sounded like she was talking about a child. It was low grade degrading the way that she said it. I think he should be happy at certain rates that maybe he doesn't think he'd be happy at.
Yeah,
I think some of it is on him to be happy at some point. All right, what are we having a philosophical discussion about? Like how to achieve happiness?
Well, yeah. And I don't. Is she the one negotiating the deal? Like if I were the one working that actually works directly with the agents and the players to get deals done. And you got somebody from an ivory tower chiming in about he should be happy. I just don't know what Katie Blackburn's role is in the organization. I do know that quote should not have been uttered publicly, in my opinion, about Trey Hendrickson.
She's the executive vice president, so.
Okay. Of office
I mean, that's
supplies.
like a Mike, is that, would that be like Mike Toman coming out and saying something like this? Or,
he's team president, so yeah that's what I wonder.
I don't know the Bengals, and I know the way they operate is that they try to have as few actual employees as possible.
Yeah.
So her role as executive vice president might basically just be that they keep her at a salary of a vice president instead of, so I have no idea. Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two, owner idiocy. We know, as Seth just mentioned, that Jerry Jones in an interview said that I don't even know Micah Parsons' agent's name. Don't even know who he is. His name is David Mulligetta. He's a very prominent agent. Florio, of course, jumped into this feet first, all in, texted Mulligetta to get a thought on this, and Mulligetta texted Florio back and said this, and I admire David Mulligetta. He took the high road. He said, I agree with Jerry. It's never been about me. The only person that matters here is Micah, and at the end of the day, our goal is for Micah to be able to do for generations of Parsons what Jerry has done for generations of Joneses. End quote. So, good job. Good job taking the high road, but bad job giving us some content to kind of keep this thing going between you two.
There's one thing I worry about when guys start talking about taking care of their future generations. It's that, there's a really good chance once you have a boatload of money, you got to be really careful and you got to manage that. There's a good chance your grandchildren are going to be the kind of people that you despise. If you do you really want to take care of all the future generations?
Yeah.
You don't want them being these trust fund kids that are perpetually perturbed about how they should have more, or they're clamoring for position within the trust and estate and everything.
Yeah.
So just take care of your kids. Your grandkids can do for themselves.
Slow down on that, Mulligetta. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta. It's tough. Now the third generation can pull off. The fourth generation. That's where you lose all control.
Yeah.
That's where all of a sudden, your great-grandchild is out there making a name for themselves for their sex tapes or whatever.
Yeah, there's
more so than anything that you...
Right.
There's
a big gap in what you think is acceptable versus what they think is acceptable.
Generational wealth is so overrated.
Yeah.
It just take care of your kids, but, you got to raise them right and everything, and then screw the rest of them.
Good call.
Yeah. What are you hoping for? Oh, no, I want my great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren to not have to work.
Well,
they'll be miserable, I promise you.
Good segue into the last one here in owner idiocy. The Jets, forget about Woody Johnson's grandkids. His kids are the worst.
Well, Woody Johnson is one of the grandkids of the Johnson and Joe, whatever he is.
Back in the day.
Woody Johnson turns into what he is because his grandparents had generational wealth.
It's a great call.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
How about this for a quote from Woody Johnson? Of course, the Jets just signed Justin Fields to be their starting quarterback this year. Justin Fields, who has lost the starting job on two teams in the last couple of years, is now the Jets' starting quarterback. Woody Johnson said this, quote, "I think Justin Fields is going to be a total winner for us. I've been impressed with him since his college days. It was he or Trevor Lawrence," meaning back in the 2021 draft. Like, those are the big two. "And I think he's going to be really good," end quote. Dude, this is some revisionist history here. You're saying it was him or Trevor Lawrence back in 2021. You had the second pick, your team did, and you took Zach Wilson.
It was him or what the hell?
It was him or Trevor Lawrence. What are you talking about? You had the second pick in the draft and you passed on him.
Oh,
you picked Zach Wilson that year.
My God, he's just got to shut up. You know, the other thing about Woody Johnson that was hilarious was him claiming that the NFL player survey where they grade the owners was basically he questioned how accurate or how scientific it was.
He said it was bogus. It was bogus. Yeah.
And he said that this is what you have to know. Unlike that one anonymous players poll of the top 100 players, where we're not sure how many guys actually, like very few guys say they've ever filled it out. They put this survey out to everybody in the league.
Yeah.
There's like 1,500 plus respondents.
Yeah.
I'd love to know who the owners that he was grousing about the results with were. I'm guessing it was the Cardinals and whichever other teams are perennially
everybody
the
at the bottom, probably. Yeah. Texans finished seventh, I believe, in that poll. So that's good. All right, Brendan Haywood, former NBA center, current CBS college basketball analyst. He was covering the games in Denver for CBS with Brad Nessler. We got the Final Four coming up. We got the Cougs in. What are Brendan Haywood's thoughts on Cougs versus Duke on Saturday? We'll get to that coming up next.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.